We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, DeJoe wants to see you at a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. For more information, go to fincu.com. And if you want a chance to win those Dolphin tickets, log on right now to WQAM.com. The home of the Dolphins is AM 560, FM 96.5, HD2, The Joe, WQAM, and streaming on radio.com.
One great show still left to come to Hard Rock. That Kansas City Chiefs show is fun to watch, man.
Yes, it is.
Even though New England did a pretty damn good job against it last night, it really did. He still makes some freakish plays, man, if he gets time. He's just fun. He is, for me, right now, the most enjoyable athlete to watch in any sport.
Yeah. I don't think that's tough to say right now. Right.
I don't do that a lot, you know, especially as you get older and you see a lot of great performances. I know we talk about what Jimmy Butler did against LeBron and the Lakers is just, you know, sensational. Just goes right to one of the top games that we've seen one of our South Florida athletes have. Right there for a guy just joined the team. Wow, that was spectacular. We can't wait now. And I want to thank Jimmy for making this game a hell of a lot more interesting tonight than it would have been down 0-3.
Oh yeah.
So
it goes to the old radio question, like what would you buy a ticket to go see? Who would you buy a ticket to go see? And I think the answer right now, or one of the best answers right now, is Pat Mahomes.
Well, just for me, there's no right or wrong on it. I'm just saying.
That team is fun to watch, Joe.
He drops back, and then you know he sneaks out. He's a good running quarterback. I mean, all his guys are locked up. They rushed three last night, and they lock them to all his receivers. Nobody open, and he runs 18 yards, 15 yards, whatever it was, for a first down and jogs out of bounds and gets fresh downs. And again, I thought Belichick's defense, that was one of the best, you know, Chargers had a good game plan too with a big pass rush.
Pick your poison on that offense, Joe. Kelce, Hill, Watkins, Hardman, Clyde DeGlide. Pick your poison.
Yeah. No. He's got weapons.
That is an awesome offense.
When you got a great quarterback, if you're not getting them great weapons, like I still don't understand the Green Bay Packer thing. Like if you look at all the other really good quarterbacks, they've got really good weapons. And right off the top, I went Buffalo, Seattle, because I got to see that up close. And man, that show, I mean, those quarterbacks are good, but they also they got some serious ones and 1A and 1B receivers and usually a third guy, and so you watch Kansas City, same deal, one of the best pass receiving tight ends, maybe the fastest, most explosive receiver in football, so they got weapons. The only guy that doesn't have that was the game that I watched last night for a little while before I couldn't make it when you have a 9 o'clock start last night. Aaron Rodgers, I still don't understand. And they're 4-0. They're a great story. But they don't give him he's not playing. When you're playing a poker game, all the aces are taken out just right. about when he right. plays, except Devontae Adams, who's always injured.
Right.
So I just – I don't know,
just look at the other team they played last night. Can you imagine if you switch quarterbacks?
Oh, my God.
If you gave Aaron Rodgers, Julio Jones, and Todd Gurley, and Russell Gage, and Calvin Ridley, and that team.
He
right
just
there?
Wants the two Alabama guys. He says, I'll take the two Alabama, the old and the young Alabama first round picks.
Right.
And we'll switch. And what they could do.
I mean, can you imagine Aaron Rodgers with Kansas City's offense? Like, you look at the just a couple threats. If they just had someone else besides Devontae Adams, that's why it was.
Who was the guy that had three touchdowns last time? Who is that guy?
Robert Tonyan.
Five touchdowns on the year now?
Right. He had three
leading
left.
And I'm like, yep. That's great. And then I go, is he a slot receiver? Is he a tight end? Is he a wide receiver? I hadn't heard of
him. The answer is yes to all those questions.
Yeah. Well, listen, you got that guy throwing it to you, and he's back, man. He is playing at a super high level. We got some really good quarterback play going right now in the NFL. As we said before, we've been talking about this. It's another playoff day here in South Florida. It's pretty cool. Starting with the Marlins and Braves. Game one in Houston today, 2:08 start. So that's good news, bad news for the Marlins. A lot of people don't have time to watch a baseball game at 2 o'clock during the day. I hate to break it to everybody. It's really, really hard unless you get up early in the morning and you're done with your job. It's hard for people to see that 2 o'clock game. Just a bad time, right? It's not a lunch game.
No.
It's after, and it's not a dinner game. So it's a rough time to grow it, but it's a hell of a story as the Marlins get the – great for us, though, isn't it, selfishly?
Oh,
Marlins,
God, yeah.
Marlins and Braves. Alcantara on the mound again, who had a great outing against the Cubs in game one. Has thrown out their ace, although Sixto has been really good behind him as well. So that's and then tonight, man, game four, 9 o'clock. So if I'm a little grumpy in the morning, or you know, just understand I probably didn't get a lot of sleep because this can be a huge game. They can actually tie this series up tonight, and Bam Adebayo is expected back as well, which really could help. And then we'll see what Jimmy Effin has to do tonight, man, what he's got.
Is that his new name now? That's it? Jimmy Effin?
I just hate saying it because I don't trust myself.
All right. It might pop, right?
He could say the F word, which, by the way, is one of the greatest words of all time because you can use it so many different ways. So many different ways.
It's an adjective. It's a verb. It's a noun. It's everything.
You can use it for beautiful things. You can use it when you're mad. You can use it like F and A, man. That's awesome. Oh, F me. Really? I mean, it just got...
Well, you know what's effing sad? Goran Dragic. Yesterday, hearing him speak to the media, doing his Zoom call, sounding like he legitimately wanted to cry during that. He was so sad.
Well, this is my take. If I could have one of the two, the guy coming back is the guy.
I know.
You take all day. The big athletic guy that you have. As tonight, the Heat are, you know, they're going to come out. LeBron was embarrassed. He embarrassed himself in the last 10 seconds walking off the court, which I noticed yesterday was some people let it go, and it just depends. Like the media, we're all the same, national, local. Like if you like the guy, you give him a hall pass. If you like Kyrie Irving, you give him a hall pass. If you don't, like Kendrick Perkins, you blast him. So it depends. There are a lot of guys that left with 10 seconds left. They were going, really? You couldn't wait 10 seconds before you made your point that you were pissed off? All right, come on, man. All right. So they were shorthanded, and Jimmy Butler made you look bad, and you turned the ball over 8 times. That's the other thing. LeBron James, LeBron James had a good game. He didn't have a good game. Who said LeBron James shooting percentage? Yeah. 8 turnovers? Now, anybody that has 8 turnovers neutralizes everything else you do when you turn the ball over 8 times and your sidekick not only has foul trouble, but he turns it over 5.
Right, he disappeared.
13 turnovers.
Right.
Now, I was glad to see, like, you know, if we're going to start this love affair that they started after game two and went a little early on the Shaq Kobe pictures with, you know, comparing them to what they did for the Lakers and the new Laker championship combo. Like, you know, they couldn't wait to get going on that L.A. story, the biggest market we have or second biggest market. I always forget if it's L.A. or New York or New York, L.A.
1A, 1B, right?
Yeah, but, yeah, they got ahead of themselves. Then they go out and get embarrassed like that. It was great. It was just awesome. So we'll see what happens again tonight if the heavy underdog can come back and somehow go, guess what, guys? we got a best of three series. It's on, man. Let me tell you something. If they beat them tonight,
oh man,
I don't care who you are. There's little demons in your head like, son of a, they're friggin' back.
Right.
We thought this series was going to be over, and it's 2-2, and now it's a best of three. And now those young guys got some confidence because they beat us? Oh, no. Yeah, tonight's game. I mean, tonight's game. Wait till you see the odds in Vegas
right. If
it's a best of three series.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, tonight the Lakers are 7.5-point favored. But if they tie it up tonight, I mean, Joe, I don't think it's going to be that big of a spread going into the last couple games. I think all bets are off at that point because they're going to be in the Lakers' heads at that point. Lakers have a better team maybe overall on paper. But when you're mentally in someone's head like that, I don't care if LeBron comes out in beast mode, any of that stuff. It does not matter at that point because you're up 2-0. Like you said, they're playing greatest final duos of all time kind of promos. And then all of a sudden the Heat have two of their best three guys out and you lose that game and then you lose the next game?
Yeah. Well, listen, man, that's...
Still got to win tonight, but yeah.
You
got to
win. And listen, I'm expecting, and, you know, it's no surprise, AD got blasted too yesterday. They were ripping him for the no-show that you're supposed to be, whatever, a top five player in the league. Where were you, man? What happened? So you got a little foul trouble and you fall apart? So he's going to come out on a mission too. You can expect 60 from the two of them, right? But you still can win, but you expect the first 60... To come
from those guys, right?
From those two, somehow, some combination of real close to 60 points between them. Hey, we got all kinds of stuff going on here. If you missed the coach's comments, Coach Flores' comments about Tua Tagovailoa, which, by the way, very legit question after the way Ryan Fitzpatrick played, is this a week you make a switch to the fifth overall pick in the draft? And the most popular draft pick in the history of the franchise, period. Not up for debate, not even close. You know, usually somebody will go, no, you're wrong. No, not on this one. My man sold, he hadn't played it down. He's selling more jerseys than anybody. Nobody's doing it like Tua. So people want to know. The media's like, hey, man, this is not about clicks. This is about legit. Is he going to play or not? So we're going to have that sound from the coach and his take, which honestly was a little head-scratching for Coach Flores, who, you know, I don't know if he felt he was pressed, but he's got to know the Tua stuff's coming, man. And
it's every day.
Yeah. It's coming, and it's really going to come after your veteran quarterback doesn't play well. So we got to go to break here. We'll talk more about all that stuff. Hey, I want to talk to all the guys out there, older guys that been in the house for a long time, in that little funk, tired, sex drive is gone. Count up how many times you had a little love making there in the bedroom here over the last few months. I bet your numbers are way, way down, right? Well, you could be dealing with ED, right? Just zero sex drive. I want to tell you about Health Gains because I think it's such a great place. I know there's a lot of places out there, but I always tell everybody there's only one Health Gains. They've been the leader in men's sexual health for more than 20 plus years. Just fantastic. When you go to the facility, you feel like you're going to the best darn place. Through the years, I've gone to different places. I've been very open about it. They've just got so many great programs. This Gaines Wave treatment is something for a lot of guys that have studied stuff and looking for stuff that's safe to help them. If you don't want to do testosterone programs or some of the other programs, Gaines Wave treatment is super popular right now with unbelievable results. Just a 20-minute in-office treatment, no shots. And that night, if you have it during the day, that night you're going to notice the clock has turned back 15, 20 years. Incredible, amazing, and I'm being about as real as possible. I love the fact that when you go to Health Gains, everybody gets treated like a VIP. I love that. They're right here in South Florida. They got great deals going for you. You can save $150 off of Health Gains treatment when you go down there to start with. Go down there, meet with their doctors, meet with their professionals, man. You're going to be just blown away. Let them talk. Tell them what you want, whether it's your energy back, your sex drive back, whatever you're looking to get. I don't know about you. I still want to get, as I'm getting older, I want to enjoy it, sex. I do. I still want to enjoy it, man. I want you to enjoy it too. Call 305-340-2282. That's 305-340-2282. Learn more. Go to healthgains.com. You're going to be so impressed with the way Health Gains treats and the experience you're going to have.
No, he's checked all the boxes from a medical standpoint. He has. I think we just look. I mean, the honest thing for me is if it was my kid and he had a serious injury like that, I wouldn't want his coach to be in a rush to throw him in there because of media pressure or anything like that. So that's kind of how I approach this situation and really all situations with the players. They, you know, essentially they are my kids. So, you know, there's no one's going to pressure me into doing anything. And when we feel like he's ready to go, we'll put him in.
You're not playing this song. Turn this up, man. You just hit my worst nightmare that I wake up about right here with this song before we get to Brian Flores. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. Man, this song. I don't know how many of you guys out there. This is a rough one, man. Sorry, Dad, I don't have time to see you right now. Maybe we can do it another time. Yeah, we'll get together then. Yeah, man.
Really, I didn't mean to depress you this morning here, Joe. I just thought the whole kid thing and...
I'm going to hug my son.
No.
Did I miss on the song selection?
God. I'm going to hug my son. Oh, God. I'll be right back.
So I used to call my son and go, hey, you know my son from my first marriage. And I go, hey, you want to get together? And he goes, oh, Dad, I'd love to, but they got me traveling. And, oh, my wife wanted to do something. Hey, maybe we can do it later. Someday I'm going to be like you, Dad. Someday I'm going to be like you. And I always think about, working all these jobs, you know? And I was like, oh, man. And now my kid's the same way. He works. He's doing great. Got a great family. Hey, you got time? Hey, you want to go grab lunch while you're in town? Oh, I'd love to, Dad, but I got a meeting with some doctors. Hey, maybe we can do it in the next trip I come to South Florida. Someday I'm going to be like you, Dad. Someday I'm going to be like you. Oh man, Woody!
You just hit a nerve, man.
You just do a breaking pitch.
Right, so
on a
I obviously
count.
Missed the mark with that song.
Right. No, listen, it was.
I'm thinking good. For the last maybe 2 hours of the show, we just go all oldies at this point, just to
oldies
lighten the mood. I don't know.
No more daddy songs, okay?
I just got it. I tell you guys, you both have young sons. I said, man, spend time with them because they grow up and they meet jobs and money and wives. And girlfriends and kids. And all of a sudden,
I gotta go hug my kid.
Sitting there watching TV by yourself.
Right. I'm getting out of here. You're depressing.
It's so bad.
Me, Joe.
No, it's so bad. I even asked my daughter, I go, hey, you're home from college. It'd be kind of cool. You wanna go out and we'll do a little bond. You can pick the restaurant. She goes, oh, I'd love to, but oh, my girlfriend, I'm going down the Keys. Someday I'm gonna be like you, Dad.
We'll get together then. Oh, Woody, what did you do? Woody, what did you do? Oh, God.
I can't do the show. I'm done.
That's it. It's over.
This was unintentional, by the way. I did not mean to.
Oh, my goodness.
By the way, the soundbite played. I mean, I didn't mean to, like, completely derail.
What soundbite? I don't even remember it now. Yeah. This,
what did Joe Flores say again?
I don't know. Something about Tua being his kid, but.
No, man, on a serious note. Like,
Joe, Tua will play again soon.
I honestly just. Like, I was surprised. Like, Coach Flores taking
care of his guys. You can't just change subjects like that.
Joe's trying.
Not a good segue, man.
Joe's trying.
But the whole thing with Tua was strange yesterday.
It was horribly weird, Joe. Come on.
Do you want to replay the sound bites? You guys can start over?
Coach is going to have to, like, he may have to try to explain that one again this week because – he was talking about him being injured. That's what I took. Like, I'm not going to throw him out there. Like, has he looked injured to you in practice? Because he's still the backup quarterback. And the way Ryan Fitzpatrick plays, if you were to predict a starting quarterback to get injured, like Ryan Fitzpatrick every week is the first guy the way he plays. I love him. He's reckless. But he almost plays, and everybody said this after the first couple games, like, does he almost play like I'm going for it, and if I get injured, I get injured. The other kid's ready to play. So I just, like, he's over there, got to know that he is literally one hit away from a quarterback draw taking on a linebacker at the goal line from getting injured. And the coach was talking about, you know, if your son went through that, you make sure he's, like, coach, he's a backup quarterback. And it's not like it's a guarantee that he'll be the backup all year, because there's no guarantee. Ryan Fitzpatrick, last year and this year, God bless him, man, he has taken a lot of friggin' hits.
Right, but, for a 37-year-old dude. Right.
And on top of it, the team's 1-3. They've been competitive, but they haven't won. Yeah, it's a lot better team than last year, but you're still 1-3. 4 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. The media is going to ask you, and they're going to write articles like they did today, like, it's Tua time. Let's do it. A lot more people on the bandwagon, like, coach, 12 games left. And then the Justin Herbert thing doesn't help. Justin Herbert can play. Like, L.A. is saying right now, we got our quarterback for the future.
Right. Right.
We know Cincinnati's got their guy. God bless that guy. Nobody's taking more punishment than Joe Burrow. My God. Joe Burrow.
He's going to have to take a game off at some point.
He might just. They might just give him rest, like the quarterback. You know how they give veterans a rest day?
Right.
They might give him a rest week.
By the way, I just want to tell you, after that soundbite, 3 straight texts came in. I got to read them to you. 305-567-0560 if you want to send some texts in here and stay connected with us. Here we go. First one, can we give Tua a few more weeks to heal, please? Then the next one, what's wrong with what Flores said? He's 100% on point. What the hell is a hurry? And the third one is, did this guy really just go with the quote, if he was my kid line? What is he, a Pop Warner coach? Jesus, get this fraud out of here. 3 totally different ways to look at that soundbite, but that's the problem with that soundbite.
Well, listen, I like this coach a lot.
Me too.
I do like the fact that it's a disciplined team. It has gotten better, and I know people said, that same team, look at his record. Look, this team's a lot better than last year's team. Last year's team, you say whatever you want. That 5-11 with that roster last year, it was the worst roster in the history of the Miami Dolphin franchise. It was a lot worse than the Jason Taylor 1-15 team. Right. A lot worse.
There was talent on that 1-15 team. They just didn't have, you know.
That, I mean, they were in games. They couldn't score, right. And you know, but this team, I mean, they went 5-11. It was a bad team. But at the same time, they played a hell of a lot better, that 5-11 team, especially at the end of the year. And I just look, they're gonna play better as the year goes on. But I knew this was gonna happen. So here you are. Fitzpatrick's had 2 good games and 2 bad games. The numbers aren't great. The team's not great. 1-3 record. That's all you get. It's professional football. They're 1-3. It's not good. It's a top 10 pick right now in the draft. It's not good. So I just look at all that stuff. I knew this. So coach, I know you respect the hell out of Ryan Fitzpatrick. We all do. We all do. But at what point, we got to find out if the other guy can play. And I understand Tua is not going to be able to come out. I don't expect that he's going to have the knowledge and be able to have some of the games right away that Fitzpatrick can have on any given Sunday. I understand that. But what point do we go, you got to find out, coach, we got to figure, I can't do it in the offseason. You can't let him lose a full year sitting on the bench. I don't think so. Now, maybe you do because Aaron Rodgers did it. Patrick Mahomes did it. There have been guys that sat for the year. But, man, I don't know. With this team, like, don't we have to play him? And I know you want him to make sure he's ready and give him the best chance. Like, you know, he's getting all the reads and all that stuff from practice.
Making sure ready, excuse, I'm not buying anymore. Because there's 2 other rookies playing in the league. And they didn't have training camps. And they didn't have preseason football. And they didn't have OTAs. So I don't buy. If it's a health thing, it's a health thing. But we got the full clear from health from the doctors. So what at this point is the mindset of not wanting to play this guy? Because if the mindset was before the season, Ryan Fitzpatrick gives us the best chance to win, I was buying into that. I bought into that last year.
Oh, no, so he still thinks that.
I know, but it doesn't. You're 1-3.
But he still thinks, 3-1. He still believes that Ryan Fitzpatrick gives him the best chance to win.
But you're 1-3. So, like, where's this best chance to win thing?
Because I'd say it again. He thinks he gives him best chance to win, you know, and these tight ball games that they lost. They lost the games.
Right.
But the other thing is you can't talk about the guy being injured when he's a backup quarterback.
That's like, the problem,
like,
right.
Like, the problem is he's your backup quarterback in a league where they always tell you, next man up, be prepared. You're one hit away from playing. I mean, that's been around in football. You know, you're one hit away from being a starter. That goes for every position there. They tell all those guys on the sideline, hey, be ready, man. You know, stay in the game. You don't see guys playing grab ass over on the bench because your guy, you know, sometimes two guys in your position, you see it every game. So anyway, that was it's interesting take. I want to get everybody's, you know, take on this because everybody, there are going to be people like, I don't have a problem with it. I know we've had some people say sit Tua all year, but I want Tua to get some playing time. He's got to get his feet wet. I don't want to wait till preseason next year.
Well, they have to make a decision soon enough, don't they, whether they want to sit this guy the entire year or play him?
Well,
I mean, you can't just leave him on the bench as a backup and answer these questions, with these weird answers every single week.
Well, the way Fitz plays, he could actually be an NFL
quarterback. That's the other part. Would he, like they might be forced to play him. Like, right. He could get injured. He gets up sometimes, like, oh, my God, his knee, and then he – I mean,
but Joe, these weird answers leave you to believe that, like, either he's not fully healthy, which I'm not buying, because, like you said, he's the backup. Then maybe he just looks terrible in practice.
And I don't think
he's just struggling. I don't know. I mean, there's got to be something going on there.
Here's my take that he doesn't look bad in practice. Like, I listen to Ryan Fitzpatrick talking to everybody, like, dude, he makes those. Now he's making those I can't make. So he's got to be getting better. I saw the growth from, I know you guys weren't there. But from practice one till the end, till we got kicked out, and nobody got better from day one to the last day than he did as he figured, he even threw the ball better. He didn't think he was just throwing it. So I just get, you know, I'm curious, everybody out there, whether you were all in on Tua to play right away or not, let us know. 305-567-056. There's no wrong answer, by the way. There is no wrong answer. You know, I know Coach Flores is down there. He and Chan Gailey are seeing him up close every day, and I'm not. But from the outside, I'd be playing him, just in case you're wondering where I am. He'd be getting some snaps from me. Anyway, we got to go to break here. Hollywood's headlines. Light it up, though. Love to know what you're thinking if you've been following this Tua thing off of Coach Flores talking about the injury bug, which was a little weird yesterday. I'd rather he just said, listen, he's not quite ready. You know, he's getting better every week. I'm feeling, you know, but he went injury yesterday. Anyway, Hollywood's headlines are coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage Bank. I love talking about Kotze every day, man. I love it. I see what he does. I see the work. You talk about great service. I want to talk about work. And some people just, outside having a checking account, just don't want to deal with banks. Just like, the banks are getting tough, man. It's taking longer and longer to refinance and getting approved. It's taking forever. These rates for fixed rate mortgages have never been lower than they are right now. A lot of people are refinancing and saving hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You ought to at least check on that with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. But if you're just looking, you've been out of the game and renting for a long time, you're ready to buy, maybe just, you know, ready to check it out. Money is cheap, man, and it's a great time to call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Let him take care of you. Even if your credit score's taken a little hit over the last 4 or 5 months, it's happened to a lot of people. You have any question about rates or anything to do with mortgages, please call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. The guy works 7 days a week in the morning and night. He's been in business since 1994. A triple A rating with a Better Business Bureau, equal housing lender, NMLS 166254. Here's his number. Call or text him today, tonight, during the game, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. Hey, fixed rate mortgages are in the twos. It is a great time. No prepayment penalty. What are you waiting for? Work around the banks. Go to a guy that's going to get you the best rates. Mike Okotsi at Choice Mortgage.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. Oh, my God. We chewed up your time. Get right to it, Woody.
Well, I didn't realize playing that song was going to start that much of a reaction. I do apologize for the choice in music. I mean, I didn't mean to, like, start anyone saying a sad way.
I'm going
to
be like you, Dad. I'm going to be like you. Go ahead, man.
All right. You know, Joe, surprisingly enough, you were talking about baseball earlier. I don't know if I heard you mention this, but just really quick here.
The 2-2 swung on and hit in the air to deep center field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. A Stantonian home run to blow the game wide open. He drove the ball to dead center and out. Giancarlo, no si posto parlo. He hits a grand slam, and the Yankees now have a 9-3 lead.
All right, so Giancarlo Stanton hit a grand slam. That's why they pay him the big bucks for the playoff games, not the regular season injured.
I think more importantly, he's not injured, so that's good, right? Yeah.
How do you get injured jogging around the bases after you hit the ball 500 feet?
Well, that's why you got to hit home runs, because if he hits a base hit and he has to run to first, he's in trouble.
Oh, it's over. Right.
Hey, listen, it is. Nice play. We paid some of that salary.
Okay.
We did.
All right, did you guys see this by any chance? Fans online have made a change.org petition so that Kyle Kuzma would not get a ring if the Lakers should win the NBA Finals.
So why are they so bothered by him, Woody?
I think there's a little bit of D-bagness to him.
Yeah.
As someone who, again, knows that community very well, I think that he fits. He hasn't played well either, by the way.
Yeah, can you
and he has 11 points. What do you have? 3 and 11 points in the first two games.
Yeah.
I thought he had 19. Didn't Kuzma have like 19 the other night? 18, 19 points? I think he did. Anyway, so they don't want him to get a ring. So now their fans don't. They're not worried about the championship. They're worried about who's like going to get a ring and who's not by how they perform.
They don't respect the Heat, Joe.
Wow.
Kuzma had 19. You're right, Joe.
They might not have to worry, by the way. Because if they don't get it, then none of them are going to get the ring.
They're a little short, by the way, the 4,000 signatures they were looking for on that petition. So if anyone wants to get on there, try to take Kyle Kuzma's ring away. If he gets one, the Heat don't come back and win.
There's other fans that have a life to worry and enjoy the series instead of figure out who should get a friggin' ring and who shouldn't. Are you kidding me?
You ready for some tennis, Joe?
Yeah.
All right. Alexander Zverev. Did I nail that?
Yep, you're good.
Had a fever and trouble breathing during his French Open loss. Said he began feeling symptoms on Friday, 48 hours before the match.
Okay.
Said he felt completely sick during the match. I can't really breathe, as you can hear by my voice. I had fever as well, he said in a virtual press conference. Does he know why the press conference was virtual by any chance?
Right.
I mean, what's wrong with these guys?
Did he get tested? I think it was with Joker before when they all got it, if I'm not
mistaken. Do you need to get tested if you have a fever and trouble breathing?
Right.
No, are those guys getting tested before their matches? I don't know.
I don't know. You follow tennis, not me.
I don't know who's getting tested when in that sport over there in the French Open. What else you have, Woody? Jeez.
Another, they want to be like you, Joe.
Another
going to be like
tennis story.
Freaking ruined the whole show right there.
I'm coming after you today, Joe. Another tennis story here. Novak Djokovic has hit another line judge. At this point, I am convinced that people are just taking dives here. But so to Djokovic, this time it was not intentional. It was during a point. Ball goes off the side of his racket, hits the line judge in the face. And I mean, these guys are just sitting there at this point. They're just almost leaning into the ball. I mean,
get out of here.
This is a joke. I saw the video of this, and it looks like this guy leans into the ball and just tries to absorb the hit here.
Everybody wants to get hit by the Joker now?
Yeah.
That's funny.
How many more people does he have to hit before he gets
started
on the tour?
Don't worry. Don't feel bad for him. He's about ready to win this tournament.
All right.
Well, he won't throw him out of this tournament no matter what he does, I would think.
I hope we get to see Joker and Nadal play. That would at least be entertaining, hopefully.
Yeah, that'd be riveting. Would that be on like a Sunday afternoon?
Hey, just for me, not for you. Okay. Not everything's for you, bowling head. Go. Mr. Golf.
Pete Weber, bowling, right?
We had National Taco Day. Joe, I don't know if you celebrated this National Taco Day yesterday. And did you see what Joey Chestnut ate?
I did.
Something called a walking taco. Zach, are you aware of this?
I had no idea about that.
This seems like it'd be right up your alley here. So a walking taco is a bunch of taco ingredients stuffed inside a chips bag. So Joey Chestnut had the family-sized bag of the nacho cheese Doritos, right? So to make this thing that he ate, he took 2 pounds of those chips, 3 pounds of ground beef, 2 pounds of cheese, a pound of salsa, six avocados, onions and sour cream, and there's something called Joey's Signature Green Hatch and jalapeno sauce.
Oh, he didn't get heartburn, huh?
I was just about to say I have heartburn even listening to this.
Do you know how long it took him to eat it?
Five minutes. 30 minutes?
38 minutes, yeah.
Oh, wow. My God.
Last year, by the way, he ate 82 street-style carnitas tacos in 8 minutes.
By the way, he's got to get paid every – he's not doing this for free, right? Eating like you're going to die, like no, trying to kill like yourself.
I think he gets appearance fees, and that's what it is, right?
That's incredible. I enjoy tacos once a week. I'm not going to lie, or burritos once a week. I do like my Mexican food a lot.
But that?
But, man, that's – I've had to cut back on this guy. He must not get heartburn, and that stomach's incredible.
How this guy doesn't have a sponsorship from Charmin or something like that, I'll never understand.
Well, he's one of the best athletes of our generation. All right, think about what he's been able to accomplish. But, by the way, I have not tried. I don't know if you guys have tried it, the grilled cheese burrito at Taco Bell.
Joe would be the first one to get
I've heard incredible things about it. I don't know, maybe if our listeners could be kind enough to help us out here with their opinions on it, but I have heard that burrito is really, really good. The grilled cheese burrito.
I have not had it. No, I don't like, you know something? I got to be honest. On the fast food items, when they add something, I'm not usually a fan. I'm kind of setting my way on oldies but goodies. You pretty much name any of the fast food restaurants, and I like their original stuff.
No, but this isn't a burger, though. Like, don't you want to... You know,
no, I like
the tacos and the burritos.
I know when I go to Taco Bell, I know how I even like my tacos. And I know how I like my burrito supreme.
I just don't see how adding another layer of cheese to something could make it worse.
Woody, it's fine if you like it that way. I just told you, we're all a little different. You like trying new things. Right. I'm old and set in my ways.
You don't need any more cheese anyway. One more thing for you here, guys. We had another case of West Nile virus here in Miami-Dade. The total number of cases is 56.
It's in Dade, though. It's not in Dade, right?
Right. I
just have this story. It says Miami-Dade County.
That's fine. Just stay out of Broward.
I don't cover Broward, so I couldn't tell you what's happening up there.
Right.
That'd be more up your guys'
alley. Me neither. Don't worry, me neither.
We're good.
You want to hear some of the things to avoid, West Nile? Dress in clothes that covers your arms and legs. That's nice because at least it's cold out.
Right.
Avoid outside activity at dusk and dawn when mosquitoes are most active. Drain standing water around your home and use bug repellent with DEET.
By the way, good luck. It rains every friggin' day like 3 inches. Good luck. Good luck getting rid of all that sitting water.
I don't know if that's that bug spray that like you spray it on and it feels like you're spraying yourself with like acid. Like it just burns all over.
I don't know what you're talking about, Woody. I have no idea what that stuff is.
You know, that stuff in the orange can.
I think
can.
You just kind of like make that stuff doesn't burn. Right. Like you just make stuff up.
Burns like
you're
acid.
Super soft. What are you talking about?
By the way, Bert texted in the grilled cheese burrito is awesome.
Bert said it's good?
Yeah, there you go. We got our
Joe's trying to cut back on his extra layers of cheese, though, Zach.
Someday I'm going to be like you, Dad.
Someday I'm going to be. You friggin', why'd you play that song?
I'm just trying to be a little bit less of a fat pig.
I can't get it out of my head now. That song. Way to go, Hollywood.
That or that butterfly kisses and stuff with your daughter.
Don't bring that up.
You don't even go to a friggin' wedding and you're friggin' talking about that. All right, hey, listen, we got to get rolling here, man. Yeah. We got all kinds of stuff going on, man, I want to get to besides my daughter coming home from college.
God, I got to mute myself. Oh, my God. Joe, you were on a roll this morning.
Oh, man. I think it was a Craig Minervini stuff got me. That the Marlins aren't getting enough exposure through the media. Media's not treating them fairly. Just keep winning, guys. That's all that matters. That, by the way, that's all they care. They don't care about the fans down here. They just want to win. Just want to win, man. That's all. Hey, that's all I want. Hey, I'll tell you what. You're going to win when you go to your South Florida Chevy dealers before we jump the 8 o'clock hour. Have you been down to your South Florida Chevy dealers recently to see the 2020s, 2021s, the best overall cars, trucks, and SUVs, man? Total picture. Great price. Great look. Safety features. How about space? You need more space. The family's getting older. You just want something you can be comfortable with. We got it. We got the whole thing for you, man. I could start with my Tahoe and talk about my Tahoe for the next 40 minutes, but I don't want to do it, especially the new 2021 Tahoes and that new look. Fantastic. Go down and check it out, man. The Chevy Open Road Sale event is on. You can now go take a look at all those Silverado trucks. You need a truck right now in the market for a truck? We got the perfect truck for your lifestyle. Everybody's a little different with their trucks, but I will tell you, you're going to love it, man. And the 2020 Traverse to the 2020 Equinox SUV and the 2020 Chevy Blazer, whatever it is, midsize to small SUV with space, with a great look, all the things important to you, like the new safety features to keep everybody safe, we got it for you. Now, hey, listen, I got to get you down there. We're all over Dade. We're all over Broward County. We're even in Monroe County. Find out for yourself. You're going to have a great experience. More importantly, you're going to just be blown away with all the new products at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Stop today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.